The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Power Up Branding with Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady. This is the show that will help you learn about, execute, and promote your brand, no matter your age, status, or branding experience. Now, here is your host, Kathy Bass.
Power Up.
Welcome to Power Up Branding. This is your host, Kathy Bass, and I am here to help you enjoy and hope you are ready for your hour to bask in the joy of self-discovery with your own personal branding guide on your side. Today's episode, I love the title because it says it all. Brand Frazzled to Brand Dazzled. And I'm so excited to have a special guest, Dina Patton. She was, when I wrote this episode, that is the person who I saw. I said, this is the perfect person. We've gone through a journey together, which we're going to share with you. And she just, wow, lots of nuggets to share, lots of experience on both sides and with clients and events and all sorts of things. So let me just give you a quick bio. Well, I don't know if I can do it quickly. It is on the website for the full version. But Dina Patton is a global speaker, author, and transformational business coach who helps women entrepreneurs create great businesses and become great leaders. She also, on her spare time, creates charity projects and ministry programs that change the world. She started, I always like to look at where people start, it's a backstory, in New York City, where she owned a PR and marketing company that also had a publishing division. In 1997, at the age of 26, Dina sold that company to a startup internet company and stayed on as their director of marketing, where they survived the first internet bust. Anyone who survived that, that's the huge success right there. And she went on to build and lead a community of 70,000 members, which has become the number one global leader in its industry. And the reason I tell you that is because she completely changed directions in 1999. She shifted careers by following her calling to work with women. And Dina, I'm sure that voice kept coming up. Mm-hmm. Dig it louder, mm-hmm. louder.
Oh, yes. You can only ignore it for a certain amount of time.
Keeps knocking. Okay. And, I mean, what I love about Dina, too, is, I mean, you work with celebrities, you work with top CEOs, but you also love working with everyday women.
Absolutely.
Now, that's my screen. Otherwise, she would not be sitting here. Yes. Because that's the one we're trying to reach. The individual, the one who wants to make that difference and wants to fulfill her greatest vision in life or business.
Right.
Which I think is everyone. So that's what we're going to wake you up, move you forward, take you to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And Dina's main belief is that you can make a great living and make a great difference.
Yes.
So simple, yet so profound. And it's hard to have both.
Yes.
So that's what we're here to do. So we have now I know what this was. we were just talking about this before, a book I picked up from the library, because I just like to stay fresh. I like to hear other people's perspectives,
mm-hmm.
not copy them, but just see, okay, what, or if there's anything new. When I find something that's simple yet powerful, I'm going to share it no matter the messenger. So this one will set the tone for our, Dina, and our conversation with you today.
Absolutely.
And it's by Sally Hogshead.
Love her.
Oh my gosh. She's got that one word nailed too, fascinate.
Right.
Okay, but again, what's that mean?
Right.
What's the depth behind it? So we're going to go 7 reasons to discover how the world sees you. And this is taking you from brand frazzled to brand dazzled. You have to start somewhere. And so these are, I mean, the why behind why you want to do that.
Right.
So 7, the greatest value you can add is to become more of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
6, if you don't know your own value, don't expect anyone else to.
That's a big one. They're all big, but
I know.
I'm going
to
say that on every one of them. That's a big one.
And you hear people saying, you know, the words, but you got to let it sink in. Okay, to become more successful, don't change who you are. That's why I see my branding world. But I want to change. I want to be like this. Don't change who you are. Again, become more of who you are. I think she's on to something here. Okay, number four. Every time you communicate, that's a big one, you're either adding value or taking up space. This is a huge one for the women who want to help too much.
Right.
That's kind of taking up too much space. It's you got to know that value, become more who you are, and add value to others.
Right. And it also speaks to the people who are scattered or vague or
frazzled
and want to do everything.
Yes.
You know, that's taking up space because they're not really making a difference because they're just kind of throwing spaghetti on the wall, like trying to make a difference.
Right.
But you know, not really owning who they are and the value they are. And so that's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, because when you're talking taking up space, it's not just business. It could be something has to give. It's like, so I was talking to somebody about when you're getting stretched and stretched and stretched and at some point. And it's not, you know, it's the oxygen mask. Okay, we'll just close that one with the oxygen. Help yourself first before you can help others.
Absolutely.
And yes, don't put too much on your plate. And number three, instead of focusing on your strengths, highlight your differences. That is a flip.
You know, that's a big one that, I'll get into it later, but I just had a, I just spoke at a 2-day retreat where I really went deeper in that one, where you, you actually make, in your branding and your marketing, you actually intentionally make that difference and that you create a gap, between, especially between you and your competitor. But I've seen some really big results in that one.
Well, I mean, what do they say? They say stand out from the crowd, those things, but they don't tell you why or how to do it. And that one, so powerful. And, I mean, it just, again, attracts your audience to you. Okay, number two, you don't learn how to be fascinating. You unlearn boring. That one super speaks to me because I had all these degrees and I had to unlearn so much of what I was taught or told before I could learn.
Right. Well, and there's a lot of, you know, and that goes across the board in personal life and business. You know, we tend to learn a certain way. And I've just, you know, went through some, because I do so much speaking around the country, that I really wanted to unlearn some of the, like, political correctness that some speakers are, you know, are taught kind of in the box.
Right.
And I just took some speaker training that is unlearning that.
Wow.
And it has taken me to the next level.
You but highlighted your difference.
Yeah. And I had to unlearn boring speaking. I mean, I've never really been a boring speaker, but it was definitely in the box. So you have to unlearn some of the things that we learn.
Especially now, to engage people and, and capture and retain their attention. So they, and that's the other reason you're here too, is because we both are focused on seeing results. We're not just out there to talk.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay, now here's the big one that's going to lead us into getting you from brand frazzled to brand dazzled. The world is not changed by people who sort of care.
Do you love it? So juicy.
I copied the back of this book. I'm like, oh, this is so coming with me. Like right there again, simple yet powerful.
Right.
And again, people are using the word, I want to change the world. Great. Okay. Why? Those kind of things. And this just, it, you know, it's counterintuitive. And that's with the psychology background, what I see a lot. What we're told, whatever, it's, you know, and it comes down to trying too hard, trying to be something you're not. That's the thing. Actually, back up to how Dina and I first met. Was I was new to town. We were at a networking event. And was I? Oh, yeah, I was speaking. I was like, wait, where are you? Okay. So I was speaking, and Dina was referred to me by actually a neighbor of my mother, his daughter, Cammie. And she said, you have to meet Dina, you know, the universe. It's like, okay, and she's, hi, I'm Dina.
Right.
Okay. And Dina handed me a flyer about her nonprofit, Girls Rule Foundation, who I'm now on the board of directors with.
Yes.
And I went home, you know, with all my notes and blah, 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 and sat at the table, and I read the first, the four whys of why Girls Rule was created.
Mm-hmm.
And what spoke to me the most was the girls 13 to
18.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in that, there's borderline there, but for the most part, those are the numbers. And that all those girls are at risk.
Right.
Even though they aren't at things, and what it boils down to is self-esteem. And the reason I'm bringing this up, A, show you how we connected years ago, and B, every time I tell people about the program you do for the girls and the ages, the women say, and I've told you this, where's my program?
Right.
So it's out there.
Right.
Everyone has it.
Yeah.
And it has to do with the voices and getting out of that frazzled, because I think, and I'd like to hear your definition of frazzled so we can get into the transformations you've seen and get into the fun, dazzling part. So we have to unlearn what we've learned first. So what I see is those voices, what we're told, what we're taught, have these great ideas, great energy, and then something happens.
Right.
And then...
Yes.
And then we the frazzle.
slip into the darkness. No. Yeah, I am just finishing up my book called Igniting Greatness, and the whole premise of the book is really based in this conversation and smallness versus greatness. And what I have found is being frazzled, being confused, being dramatic, being overwhelmed, all those kind of behaviors are choice-based, and they're coming from, where they're coming from is smallness. And I lived the first 25 years of my life in my smallness. And all smallness does is create more frazzle, more scattered, more out of integrity, more overwhelmed. That
when you
whole
say
game.
Smallness, you mean like I can't, I'm not good enough?
Yep.
That one's the most common?
Yep. It's the smallness
voice. I'm not blank enough?
Yeah. It's the I can't, I could never, not me, I'm not ready. It's all the negative. But the great news is we were all born with greatness. But but through society, through mean kids, through, you know, whatever our childhood
falling
is,
down,
you know, the falling down and the no evidence of greatness led us to more smallness, more smallness, more believing smallness, more evidence of smallness, more believing smallness. And all of a sudden, you know, we turn out in our teens and young adults as, you know, this big ball of smallness that, you know, tries to put ourselves through whatever, college or relationship.
Along with going through all those changes at that time.
Yeah, of course, of trying to find ourselves in our voice. So it's, you know, and then what I see, you know, if you fast forward, what I'm really finding now that I'm speaking about this on stages, you know, I bring the distinction of, you know, we have these big greatness visions and dreams of our businesses and making a difference and all of that, but we're still rooted in our smallness. And the challenge of that, you know, it's a constant battle between that, right? So if our feet are still anchored in our smallness, but yet we have these big dreams, we have to do some work in there, right? We have to do some
transformation
to get rid of that gap.
That's a great way to look at it. I mean, that is true. I never looked at it that way. That's what you're rooted in,
right?
Because that's all you know, and all those years of messaging,
right?
And that's where I see people is, you know, trying to get them to turn their possibilities into probabilities.
Right.
And once they hit that bump or someone says, you should, I mean, that's the amazing thing too, is, you know, the greatest inventions, you know, were rooted by so many failures and by some people saying, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I deal with the intangibles, the stuff you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they say it, because they can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like monkeys. They want to see it, feel it, touch it. And
yes.
then they do it, or you see something so obvious, and you go, oh my gosh, why didn't I think of that?
Right, right.
And that's where, I mean, you have to, I think, you know, undo that smallness. And that's what kills people is that sometimes I think they, you know, maybe set the bar way too high.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't really looked at where they are.
Right, right.
And so they're kind of they're setting themselves up for failure.
Right, right.
And then feeding
right.
that story.
Right, 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 right.
So what... before we go to break, can you give a quick tip, I mean, on or just a successful transformation you've seen? I know, okay, with the events you do and I've attended, I'd say the biggest transformational element that really hit home to me, mm-hmm. again, so simple yet powerful, is your sign. And before I read it, it's what you said. Whatever I say after I am.
Yes. Crafts our results and our life. So if I walk around and I say, well, I am not ready. I am not equipped. I am not skinny enough yet. I am not, you know, all these I am not, or I am, too broke, too ugly, too this.
Those, never enough.
Never enough. And, what I say is we are what we listen to. Mm-hmm. So you have you have two radio dials in our heads. And right now, your greatness voice is down for the most part, if you're, normal human being that hasn't, transformed it yet. And that smallness voice is up. So, my greatest message in everything that I do is help people turn down that smallness and start really believing that they were born with greatness. And when you start believing in your greatness, then you can start branding your greatness and sharing your greatness. Because what I do know is the more greatness you share with the world, the more people you serve, the more money you make.
It's
that's
amazing.
The formula. That's it.
It's
not harder than that. But that's hard to get to. So that's where the work really starts.
And what I like to give out there too, a great example that hits home with people, you look at a bank account. Okay, if you keep making withdrawals, mm-hmm. if you keep taking money out, you're going to go bankrupt.
Right.
Okay, if you keep making deposits, then you get the beauty of compound interest.
Yes.
And exactly what you said. Again, it's counterintuitive. So the sign that everyone holds up at the Girls' Rules event, maybe I'll start a women's rule, I don't know.
They all start with the I am.
The right? I am, yes.
Brilliant,
beautiful, and bold. And we are going to take a short break, so hang in there. We're going to be coming back and talking about part of Dina's rebranding story and why branding is so tough to do on your own, but not if you stay tuned on the show.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. Whether you are just starting to brand yourself, are stuck, or are finally ready to reinvent yourself, let's get you and your brand moving forward today. I know how tough branding can be to do on your own. Plus, figuring out how others perceive you isn't fun to do by yourself. Don't feel alone. Kathy Bass, the branding lady, is here to offer fresh, easy-to-understand advice and actionable help so you can finally evolve to the next best version of yourself, no matter your age or status. Go to www.ladieswhobrand.com, where you can sign up for a confidence call, branding gap analysis, or buy an affordable do-it-yourself branding book. It's time to feel competent, savvy, solid, and truly understand what value you bring to our world. Power up your brand today at www.ladieswhobrand.com.
Tune in to The Soul of Enterprise, Business in the Knowledge Economy, with co-hosts Ron Baker and Ed Kless. Ron and Ed will show you how to recognize that wealth is created by intellectual capital. It's all in the possibilities that we can create and that are created for us. These possibilities are destined to be discovered by human imagination and through the service of others, creating a brighter future for all of us. The Soul of Enterprise is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Inside Healthcare is the only radio program focused solely on the healthcare industry. We bring together new and experienced entrepreneurs and industry veterans from throughout the country who are changing the dynamic on how healthcare is delivered today. Join us as we ask the tough questions, explore current topics, and discuss the new partners and models in healthcare that successfully address the needs of population health across the country. Listen Mondays at 6 a.m. Pacific Time and Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Power Up Branding. To reach Kathy Bass or her guest today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send an email to Kathy@ladieswhobrand.com. Now, back to Power Up Branding.
Connect. Welcome back. This is Kathy Bass, your host. I'm sitting here with my honored guest, Dina Patton.
Hello.
Hello. And we have been talking going brand frazzled to brand dazzled, changing your smallness into your greatness, igniting that, talking about Dina actually has two businesses, and I've been involved with both on different aspects
levels
of it.
Aspects, yes.
And I know that she knows how branding works, but the biggest challenge with branding is it's so hard to do it on your own because you are emotionally, financially, spiritually, economically invested in yourself.
Yes.
You don't have an accurate perception.
Right.
So I would love it if you can touch on that a bit and how, because, you know, this is, branding is an evolution.
Right.
And it's also, you're, you know, from what I saw, you were already there. Mm. You just needed somebody else to explain
refinement.
What they were seeing. Well, it's owning it. I mean, I have a client, she's been on tons of TV shows, and she came to me, and I was shocked with, of course, it's confidential, what she came to me with. And then I brought her clarity, connected the dots, and boom, she took it to the next level.
Right.
And so that's what this is. But but your core has not changed.
Right.
And that's, you know, in your bio, helping women.
Right.
And then starting with the girls, the younger girls, and moving up from there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's that consistency, the common thread everywhere. So I'd love if you can talk about, you know, why branding's tough to do on your own, what your branding process is like before, during, and after.
Yes. Well, before anybody, I think, dives into the brand process, you know, I see branding as two forks. I have – or two prongs, I guess. You have the brand identity and you have the brand promise side. And, you know, my Dina Patton brand I've had for 13 years, coaching and speaking. And, you know, I really didn't do any branding in the beginning. I was really fortunate to get loads of referrals and kind of writing on that for about 7 years. And I never really stopped to do the brand process until...
Well, the external outfit.
External, yes. Until I really met you and we went through it. And, you know, a lot of people before the brand promise don't even know it's a missing. Like they're just going along, right? Until it stops getting results. And then they're like, what's... Then they start looking around going, what's wrong? And usually it quickly comes down to kind of a branding marketing conversation. But during the branding process, as you know, as I, you know, have experienced with clients and myself, is it's vulnerable, it's messy, and it takes you, you know, it takes something. Because especially when you are your own product, you know, if you're a service-based company, even if you're not, you know, I've met many people who are brick and mortar and very scalable, you know, successful multi-million dollar companies who do a rebranding, and it's a process. But the great thing is, if you go in with the intention to be great on the other side, you know, and you're really clear in the difference that you're making and the solutions you are, it's, you know, yes, it's vulnerable. Yes, it's juicy and messy and all of that.
It's new and it's change.
New. Yeah. And really it's about up-leveling. You know, if you're branding just to brand, just to be the same brand as you were, forget about it. Who cares, right?
Right.
It is, and that's what's confronting to most people. Because when you go through the brand process, you're up-leveling. your business. And that's confronting to anybody. And so you just got to, kind of pack your greatness with you and say, all right, we're in for this journey. And, you know, you be committed to grow through
That's a good tip.
You know? Because if you resist it, and you've branded so many people
that Much
they
resistance.
Want, right? They want it. They right. want it. And they want the result, but they don't want to do the work. So they resist you and they resist you and they resist you. So that isn't fun. And so I would say anybody, really wanting to up-level their business and really up-level their revenue, their greatness, their impact, go through the branding process and really get a new brand. And
it's also self-examination, which we all don't.
It is.
But the goal is to improve.
Yes.
Nothing to take
come
personal.
Come out the other side better. That's the key. And
if
you don't
know
that.
That's why I love the channel.
Yeah. If you don't know that going in.
Right.
They'll get real squirmy and weird.
Well, that's what happens to people. Okay, I need a logo. I need this. No. And actually, that's a great example of how you did it on your own. And I've seen that before.
Right.
Is because you were representing yourself.
Right.
And that's what I talk about energy. Right. You were the voice and the mm-hmm. face and the energy. And I've seen people do it before where they actually don't look great online.
Right.
They look bad. I'll
right.
say it.
Right, right. Yeah.
And they're getting tons of business, but they're out there doing more face to face.
Right. Right.
So but the ultimate is you want both.
Right.
You
know,
that consistency yeah. and to have that match. And so that's obviously why you're successful. And then you stop one day to take it to the next level and you need these pieces and
right.
actually it helps expedite. So if somebody wants you to speak at an event,
right.
they go online, you could be right here
right.
doing business right now.
Right.
While you're sleeping.
Right.
And so the other part was the commitment is this is the trick is you have to want it.
Yes.
More than you're afraid of it.
Right. Absolutely.
To get through it. There's
Absolutely.
No other way. I've tried yeah. everything with
yeah.
that resistance.
Yeah. And it's same with coaching. I have, again, from everyday men and women. I specialize in women, but I have a few smart men as clients.
Me too.
They're so great. But, there's a lot of people who come to coaching who want it and want the idea of it and
yes.
want the results of it, but they don't, they're very confronted by the idea of doing the work. And, that's what I've gotten really, really much stronger in my consultation. And I suggest anybody who has consultations part of their business
mm-hmm.
that you got to get really clear in who you want to work with. Because I do not want to work with people
yes.
who want the idea of coaching, but yet is going to resist me the entire time and be uncoachable. I don't coach those people anymore. So if I hear that in our consultation, I'll either refer them out or just decline them. And we've got it. And that's part of that ownership. I want
to. And knowing your audience.
Knowing your audience. And
it's a, that's the thing is that would be wasting space is you want to add value to each other.
Exactly.
And so that's
exactly.
a good screen. And they just want to mention real quick, both of us, if you Google, because our names are all on, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Dena Patton, DenaPatton. And then mine is under LadiesWhoBrand. We're at a point where it seems people are on maybe 2 to 3 platforms because you can't mm-hmm. do it all.
Mm-hmm.
So whichever your favorite one is,
mm-hmm.
you can find us there. And I
love Pinterest. I just say whoever's listening and you're on Pinterest, connect with me there. I totally admit that I am fully addicted to Pinterest.
Yeah. It's like a virtual bulletin board.
Yeah.
But it's, and you have actually a lot of great messages. So
I definitely
recommend.
I do. I have a lot of pins.
Going, you have one of those days you wake up and there's something I just want to read real quick about a process because this is important to remember. And this happens every day. It says, did you ever notice that there is no such thing as a sunrise or a sunset in spite of what our weather people say? The sun coming up is a process that gradually unfolds, taking its time, emerging very much like all the processes of life.
Mm.
And the sun leaves in much the same way. Then it says we lose when we try to make processes events.
Mm.
Okay, here's a key one because I've done this, other people have done this. When they rebrand, I say, please, please don't announce your grand opening date, your rebranding date, because it's not going to hit.
It will not.
You wanted to. You wanted to so bad, and you tell people, and that's, you know, this is what we're here for, and that's why I'm hand selecting my guest to get you, you know, the same results. That's the whole goal there. And these are, you know, what I call avoid the landmines and, you know, just not giving you the shortcut, but giving you the path. Not, can you pave your own, but we kind of give you that guide to get there.
Well, and I just want to say something about that is that, you know, if you are investing in emotionally and financially investing in the branding promise, I keep saying promise, process.
Because it's very important. So that's
well,
good.
I speak
Thank
a
you.
Lot about branding promise, but the process. And then, you know, you want to get it done in, say, a month, and you've announced this, you know, coming out party,
right?
And it's not done, and you're going to rush that whatever you have left, that last 30%, and you just shove it in the bag and you call it done, you will forever regret that.
Yes.
You do not want to rush a process like this. You want to be present. You want to be rooted in your greatness. You want to be committed in your why you are in business, why you are making the impact you are making, and be committed to the process. And if that takes 2 months or 3 months instead of your 1 month deadline, you got to hang in there.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so important. And the beauty of that, will give you a little benefit of that, is people are, they forget things in their last minute. So now that's a good thing. I just want to touch on really quick. I mean, in the world of branding, companies used to rebrand. And again, this depends on the size and amount of employees and all sorts of things. But it used to be for, you know, the average person every 5 to 7 years. And then it went 3 to 5, and I'm seeing 1 to 3 now. You know, where it used to be you have to get it perfect, then you put it out there. Now it's a beta world. You put it out there, and that's the beauty of Facebook, is you get all your feedback. Your audience tells you, because you are your brand promise, your core brand, your belief. That does not change. What changes is the outfit. Like, I don't like to use big brand as, you know, brands as example, but if we can learn from them. So you take Madonna. Who kept reinventing herself, reinventing herself. When did she fail? When she tried to be something she wasn't. Tried to be younger than she was, but she was consistently evolving and, you know, setting the bar too high. You look at Lady Gaga. Why haven't we seen her? She can't figure out how to outdo herself. I mean, she set the bar way up there. That's exhausting. And so, I mean, that is it. And I think it's more, if you just look at it, you know, forget branding, all those terms, I like to refer to it as an outfit. And growing into that outfit and that new self, not faking till you make it. Because it's uncomfortable.
Can I tell you
never
how much I hate that phrase? Everywhere I speak, I say, I'm like committed out there right now to get rid of that phrase, because being an entrepreneur, especially in the branding process, but once you've gone through your branding and you're really owning your brand, your business, your impact, right? And you've up-leveled yourself. There is a little bit of the, like, your brand.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that, oh, my gosh, you know, your brand is a little bigger than you are. Okay, there's a gap. But stand in your commitment. Your commitment is never bigger than you are, right? So you might not have the evidence, you know, to that next level, but stand in your commitment, right?
Because that's what then exudes the belief and energy and confidence and conviction.
And you'll get those bigger clients or that, you know, whatever you're going after. But the whole fake, I'm faking it till I make it, all you're doing is just breeding more distrust in yourself, which breeds the imposter, which breeds the smallness. It's a nasty cycle. Just leave it alone, kick it out, and stand in your greatness, stand in your commitment, up-level your brand, and then be committed to, you know,
filling in the gap,
right?
Owning it. And it's the same things. You don't start out running, and it's growing into it. So I'm so glad you say that, and that commitment and figuring out ways to make yourself accountable offline.
Right.
In your close circle, because it's, you know, like a recipe or whatever you're trying to perfect. You want to try to get it right. So I'm so glad you say that. I mean, and that's exactly, I've said that before, where people feel, oh my gosh, it's a little scary, and they just have to get comfortable with it.
It should be scary.
Exactly, because it's change, and they have to, it's uncertain and uncomfortable.
Right.
And we are going to go to a short break. Before we go there, I just want to speak about the person that, you know, it's when you're setting that bar high and you're becoming that greater person, you're also not used to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just part of that and getting the feedback and really being self-aware and catching yourself. And the more truthful, the more self-aware of your strengths, weaknesses, where you're trying to go. You know, for instance, I was doing workshops. That wasn't the ideal stage for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here I am on the radio.
Right.
Why?
Right.
Because I want to reach as many people as possible. Right. And that wasn't the right vehicle.
Right.
And so that's, you know, it's all those moving pieces together. And so it's narrowing that gap. So, that gap.
Yeah.
So we are going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to finish up the rebranding process. Dean is going to share the main obstacle to overcome being frazzled. And the top three tips to become dazzled.
Awesome.
So hang tight. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
Whether you are just starting to brand yourself, are stuck, or are finally ready to reinvent yourself, let's get you and your brand moving forward today. I know how tough branding can be to do on your own. Plus, figuring out how others perceive you isn't fun to do by yourself. Don't feel alone. Kathy Bass, the branding lady, is here to offer fresh, easy-to-understand advice and actionable help so you can finally evolve to the next best version of yourself, no matter your age or status. Go to www.ladieswhobrand.com, where you can sign up for a confidence call, branding gap analysis, or buy an affordable do-it-yourself branding book. It's time to feel competent, savvy, solid, and truly understand what value you bring to our world. Power up your brand today at www.ladieswhobrand.com.
It's a sad fact that fraud is rampant in today's business environment. The headlines scream about once prestigious organizations falling victim to or crumbling due to the consequences of fraud. How do you keep fraud from affecting you and your business? Tune in to Fraud Talk with host Chris Marquet. Chris has over 30 years of fraud investigation experience, business intelligence, and is a renowned security consultant. Chris and his guests will inform you and help keep you from being the next statistic of fraud. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Power Up Branding. To reach Kathy Bass or her guests today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send an email to Kathy@ladieswhobrand.com. Now, back to Power Up Branding.
Connect.
Welcome back to Power Up Branding. I'm here with my guest, Dina Patton. Talking brand frazzled to brand dazzled. Too bad there's not a, you know, one of those little dazzle, bedazzle guns.
Yes.
Yes, we have to do the work.
Sound effects.
But that actually, that's how, you know, you hear those words, you know, the, there's a lot of great branding people out there. We know some of them, and there's people incorporating different. And you hear that shine, you know, it's all has to do with light, okay? And that's kind of the small to the greatness, the dark and the light, the angel and the devil on the shoulder. And like Dina said before, turn that small voice down. And, you know, I've noticed that it's like a muscle, okay? And so you still hear it, correct? No matter who, I mean, who is Barbara Streisand still gets stage fright. I'm sure others, she at least admitted it.
Right.
But it's just turning that volume down and turning the greatness up. And what we were talking about was in the rebranding process, and what I had a moment where it left, so maybe it wasn't the right time to tell you this message. What I love, love, love about branding is this. Okay, again, equating it to an outfit because that's something that's tangible that we know. Right. Because a lot of people ask, how do I know how to rebrand? Mm-hmm. A, you said I'm not getting the results. Mm-hmm. B, is you feel frazzled.
Yeah.
You feel out of sorts, mm-hmm. out of alignment. Mm-hmm. You've maybe lost your boundaries, which mm-hmm. you talk a lot about. And you just feel off. And you know that feeling, mm-hmm. okay? When people go, when do I know when I have my brand right? That's what I love about it. Mm. You know it, right? Mm-hmm. When you had it, it's like that yes. clarity.
Yes.
And that's my aha moment. That's my monetary. I mean, I do have to get paid, but that's right. my, what do you call it? My soul.
Right.
Whatever. That's the aha moment. I just mm-hmm. love to see that.
It's like putting on switch. That dress, like you're trying to find a beautiful dress for yeah. an event or even your wedding. And you've tried on 10 or 12 or whatever.
50.
And you put on the one, you're like,
this is
you
it.
Know, like angels start singing.
Yes.
You're like, yes, this okay. is it. It's that feeling. It's that feeling. And there's a little bit of, you know, it's high. It's a high and it's excitement. And there should be, again, I just believe, it's my personal belief, that branding is about up-leveling your business. So there should be a little tinge mm-hmm. of, oh, crap.
but you also did the work, though. See, that's my big part, too, is, okay, you can do all this, but you do have to back it up.
Yes.
You got to deliver.
Yes.
You got to bring the value, your gift, your talent, whatever.
Right.
I mean, it's just
right.
so hard. All these words are so overused. But
right.
so I'm trying to have a different way to converse about it. Outfits are great. I mean,
because right.
that's it. Maybe you went shopping. Maybe you invested in a stylist. I mean, mm-hmm. this is, again, not about just the exterior.
Right.
But when you own it and mm-hmm. just pushing through that mm-hmm. discomfort,
mm-hmm.
you did, you know, that's the benefit of doing the work.
Because mm-hmm.
you know how much time you spent behind the scenes. And
yes.
people's, because I'm left and right brain, you know that. People mm-hmm. see different sides of me. Sometimes I get stuck on one side. I come from a father was an engineer and very analytical.
Mm.
And someone said to me once, one of those sayings mm-hmm. that I said, okay, I got it. They said, look, Kathy, we don't want to hear about the labor pains. Deliver the baby.
Mm-hmm.
We've got work to do, and that's what I love doing. I love to research. I love to mm-hmm. analyze, and I find the nuggets,
yes.
the guests,
right.
whatever, to deliver that value
yeah.
out to the people that want to, I mean, bring their greatness. I have to ask you, I mean, what do you think, aside from fear and doubt, which everyone has, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it depends on the voices, but when people talk about being that greatness, or is that part of the process? They need to talk about wanting to be greater.
Well, I think most entrepreneurs, you know, when I dig, most entrepreneurs have some, you know, even if it's a slight notion around the impact they want to have or the purpose behind their business or, you know, some people are, you know, their business is part of their higher calling. You know, for me, it is. My higher calling is to empower and inspire women and girls. So, you know, both of my businesses are rooted in that. And so I think that our greatness, our personal gifts and our personal greatness gets tapped into in the branding process. And it gets a little, you know, ruffled. And people are going to, again, decline it and keep declining it, or they're going to own it. And what I say is you might as well own it now, because there's going to be one day you're going to decline, 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 and then one day you're going to give in. So just own it now.
So that voice doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away. Own it. Own it. We cannot sell what we don't own. And mm-hmm. entrepreneurs, I am telling you, if you have a business and you do not own your brand, own the solution you are, own your greatness, then you are leaving a lot of money on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just faking it. And you're okay with being mediocre. And that's just my own greatness speaking, because I have coached
well,
now
you've
for
seen
13
it enough
years.
And yeah.
You know, when you coach thousands of people and you speak to thousands of people, and it's just a pattern that
right.
we all, you know, we all fall into. I've had moments of mediocreness until I was done with it. You got to be done.
Actually, I remember a moment where I forget where it was, something I was doing, raising it to the next level. And I said, Dina, I don't know. You said, you're ready.
You're ready. You're ready.
I said, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm just scared.
But then once I said it, then I had to own it. And right. So that's part of it. And I think the biggest lesson is not to set the bar too high.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
there's a difference between
not too high that's
overdoing
that has a large gap.
Right, overdoing it and standing in your greatness and declaring your commitment and who you are as a business and what you want to achieve and just overdoing it. You know, don't overdo it to overdo it. And you can tell there's a lot of people out there right now who are overdoing it to overdo it. And
they're scaring people away.
And to me, I just think most people can smell that.
That's the amazing thing, like we talked about, when it fits, you just know.
Right.
I mean, from the psychological background, we don't realize how many stimulus are coming at us.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some disconnect, some distrust. Humans are smart. And the amazing thing on Facebook, once I understood how it works.
Yes.
Like, I'm so happy. Well, we're on the radio, you can't see, but fake smile.
Right.
You can tell.
Yeah.
And you could tell they're trying to appear different. And that's why, it starts from the inside, goes to the outside. Mm-hmm. And I stress, and you stress the caveats that keep that close circle.
Right.
Till you can say it in a natural language, because at first it's different words.
Right.
I mean, man, words change your life.
Yeah. And that authenticity, you know, just staying in your authenticity. And, you know, I remember when you and I were doing, you know, my rebranding years ago, and I, you know, the rack card that I still use it to this day. Have people come up to me and say, I heard you speak 3 years ago and I taped this to my mirror and it is still there to this day. That thing is so
powerful.
It's simple. And that's what, you know, another
simple
thing
yet
about
powerful
branding is when you get the combination of simple and powerful together, it's extraordinary. So, you know, there's some 90% of the branding stuff that you and I did, I still have and still use. And because it was rooted in my greatness, it called me forward.
Right.
You know, it was powerful but simple. And it was authentic.
And you were accountable.
And I was accountable, and I still am accountable.
Yes.
You know? And part of my branding, I say I work with women who are changing the world. And that I knew that's who I wanted to work with.
Right.
And it was already who I was already partly working with. But I made it like a declaration. And
yes.
It was scary. But guess what? Who had it attracted? Big players who are changing the world. So your branding should not only call you forward, it should call your customers to you and call them forward.
I'm so glad you said that, because I remember I don't know, doesn't matter, just a label seminar talk you did, and you had asked the audience of 150 people.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your audience?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in the audience because I observe. I don't, you know, and I want to see, and I'm going in my head, this is a perfect opportunity to pitch your business.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Three people raised their hand.
Mm-hmm.
I almost had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
you wanted to go and run and give them all your card, your business card?
No, that's not my style. I just wanted to shake them.
Yes.
And that's what I see some people do too, is they say yes too much. They can't say no. They overcommit. That whole process starts, and the audience is, I mean, that's what, you know, branding, that's what I'm trying to educate people on. There are all these pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get, you know, all of the pieces integrated, like you just said with the audience, and you declare it. I saw with another client, she was struggling. All of a sudden she declared, I want to quit my day job, and I want this to be my full-time job.
Mm.
I saw it. The response she got was huge, and it was like, oh my gosh, she declared it.
Yes, yes.
So simple again, and that, you know, I am a statement. I mean, these are all pieces, and that's what I like to do is give different examples or stories, because people are at different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the main thing is you have to do it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And just that, if you're feeling out of sorts, you're feeling frazzled.
Right.
So, okay, what do you think is the main obstacle to overcome being frazzled?
Yourself.
Admit it.
Your smallness. Admit that smallness is running your life. Which
and it's
is
not fun.
Not fun.
It's for anyone.
It's a big realization when you realize it. But when you, you know, can truly stand up and go, smallness is running my business.
I'm done.
And let me tell you a 30-second story is when I had my business in New York, I had a PR and marketing firm, and guess who was running the show? Smallness. Saying yes to everybody, 16 hours a day, and it ended up in a stroke, a minor stroke at 27. So
that's right.
You know, and then I ended up writing an article, is your business killing you? And so, you know, I speak about this not from a fluffy idea situation. Right. These decisions of smallness running us and running our business end up in divorce, end up in bankruptcy, and end up in your business not working. So the first real thing is really to own that your smallness is running the show. Let's break that up, get you into greatness, and up-level your brand.
I love that. And I mean, that's personal and that's part of the brand too, is everyone says, what's my story? Well, you have your story. You can't change it.
Mm-hmm. That's part of my story, whether I like it or not.
I mean, literally the business almost killed. But, you know, things happen for a reason. It's what you do with it. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, it's interesting. Obviously, it's much easier to look back.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, and now I get to even know more about you. I see that thread that mm-hmm. I always, okay, here's the dots, here's where I see she's going next, mm-hmm. and boom, she's going to do it. Okay, top three tips to become dazzled when you're in that gap period.
Mm-hmm. So the number one might shock people, and that's self-care. That is mind, body. This is a, you know, anytime you're in a gap, whether it's through branding or up-leveling your business in any way and frazzled, find your center, get your mind, body, and spirit in the game, and do some self-care and be committed to that. Because, you know, it's a process. So that's
I
number
love
one.
That. Okay.
Number one. Number two, focus on the game you want to win.
Ooh.
Because people lose focus, they lose their commitment, they lose, you know, and then they get back into that frazzledness. So focus on the game you want to win. And three is, oh, it could be, you know, I could choose one of so many.
I know.
But stay in your greatness and own your value.
Everyone
and
has value.
And I mean
value.
Your personal value and your business value. Own your value of the solutions that you're selling in your business. Products or services, it doesn't matter. The branding process will be a bumpy road if you do not own your value. So those three things are pretty game-changing. So I would say those three.
No, those are perfect. And the self-care, that one is just keeps coming up more. In the last episode I had, he didn't have a golden rule. He had a platinum rule, was treat others as you would treat yourself.
Mm.
Not or treat yourself. Oh, sorry, it's not my rule. So treat yourself first before you treat others.
Right.
As right. Don't quote me on that, but and I tell because I deal with a lot of startups and entrepreneurs, exercise.
Yeah.
Hike.
Right.
That's free.
Get that energy.
Get a pair
out.
Of tennis shoes, and that's the self care to relieve the stress. It's so important. Again, that oxygen mask, and what that does is it enables you to. Show more, actually make room for your greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Show more of it. Have the exponential factor.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the game you want to win. Key.
Mm-hmm.
You always get sidelined. And it's so easy to make decisions when you do that.
Right. Well, and that one came from one of my coaching distinctions, that you're always winning the game that you're playing.
And whether you're learning or getting ahead. Right.
But if I lined up 10 entrepreneurs and say, what's the game you're playing right now in your business? They won't have an answer.
Just
the
like
majority
the
of them. You've got to know the game that you are playing.
To have that unwavering proof. Oh, my gosh, we're out of time. But this was awesome. I thank you for sharing your time
welcome.
And your nuggets and your wisdom. And I can't wait to see you. When does your book come out?
Probably January.
Okay.
Yes.
So
Igniting Greatness.
DinaPatton.com. And I would like to end close this episode by thanking you for joining us. Spending your time. I can't wait to see how your brand goes to the next level or hear about it through social media or email. And I think a great closing that we can align signs on are stay in your greatness.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dina.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Dina. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you for helping to improve your brand by joining us for Power Up Branding. Your host, Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady, will be back with another edition of the show next Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Take your brand to the next level, one show at a time.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.